Your Quiet Desperation. The words of Henry David Thoreau are known by many. The famous line from his work, Walden, states, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them." This is so true for so many of us. At the same time, there are many who will deny that this condition is relevant to their lives at all. But that's another story. Whatever shape or form this may take in your life, it varies from person to person. However, when one engages in honest self-reflection, we'll find that there are many incomplete projects, so many get-to-one-day items. And let's not forget that ever-increasing popularity item of the bucket list. It's become a common phrase now. It just means that there's something in all of us that remains as an open item or as an aspiration or something that's incomplete. Quiet desperation may simply be another way of saying resignation. For in these areas, yes, we are resigned. Yes, you've become resigned, despite the fact that you may have reached a certain level of comfort and security or financial well-being. Regardless of the level of your possessions, regardless of all of the creature comforts you may have, there is still a sense of dissatisfaction. There's still a sense of something being not quite right or incomplete. For many, quiet desperation might be another way of saying you're not talented or disciplined enough to pursue your dreams. Or maybe it's a way of saying you're just not lucky enough, if luck is something that you attribute to as a cause of your current condition. Quiet desperation may be allowing your fears to displace your ability to be bold, to be creative, to be innovative. The one idea that you came up with that was rejected a long time ago derailed your whole program. That one rejection says, no, you're not the one, so forget about it, and you stop playing your own song. You stop playing your own song because you sang it in front of a critic that was tone deaf. And because this tone deaf critic says, no, that's not the one, you gave up and surrendered your entire dream. Quiet desperation may be the thought that you're too old, or that you should have arrived at a certain place in life by now. Quiet desperation might be that you feel like you've missed your stop or didn't get off at the right exit. And what goes with that is the thinking that if you had your youth back, then maybe it would be different, especially given what you know now. And if you had that youth, wow, things would be. That's what it sounds like in the conversations of quiet desperation. In all these situations, there are many, many more situations that we could have illustrated or shared, but what's common to all of them is that we are left with undelivered messages, undelivered packages, undelivered expressions of gifts. We're left sitting with unsung songs. There's a sadness in that, because we find ourselves wondering more about what could have been rather than expressing and sharing the expression and the real-time experience of these gifts in the here and now. In a recent conversation with a friend, She shared that she has spent the last 8 years of her life caring for her mother, working a full-time job, raising a teenager, and spending a lot of time caring for a man creature. She said that she now finds herself in a very strange place. As her mom passed away, the teenager is moving on with their life, and she's finding a void in her life. It's as if she suddenly has time for her and doesn't know what to do with it. It's been quite a while since she's done things that she enjoys. She says she has no sense of how to enjoy her life. In the end, she said she felt like a 17-year-old trapped in the body of a 53-year-old. That's the dialogue of quiet desperation. That's a conversation of quiet desperation. But in the end, if we take a serious look, there is that one song that only you can sing. There is that one message, that one gift that only you can bring. The irony is that there is no benefit in saving your gifts or your song or your talent for just the right time. There is no right time. The only time there is now. There is no one day someday. The day is now. Our God-given gifts, they don't work like blue chip stocks that gain value over time if you hold on to them and not use them, but keep them secure in this account. No, our gifts don't work like that. We hold them as if they do, but that's incorrect. God-given gifts expand with real-time use in the now. Saving your gifts only allows them to spoil. And you know they're spoiling when you can smell, so to speak, the conversations of quiet desperation. When you hear the conversation of quiet desperation, that's actually the scent of God's gifts going bad in your refrigerator. Using your gifts now provides for an instant and immediate return. Use your gifts as if there is no use and no place for quiet desperation. Because in reality, there is no use. Use your gifts now. We need them. God bless.